Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Ha ha! That's Big Mamu.
Possum Hour?
Hello? Step on it, you guys. Those reporters will be here any minute. You, take a letter. On the typewriter, on the typewriter. Flash! Hollywood, June 22nd. Dolly DeVore, glamorous star of B.O. Pictures, disappeared today under circumstances that indicate foul play. And? Read that back.
Goggle, Benefucha, Timene, Haranja, Pararikman, Hiha, June 22nd.
Get out!
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
We'll be right back.
Good evening, gentlemen. Ladies to come. Hope my sound's 5x5. I didn't reset my modem tonight, man. Lazy. Anyhow, welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week. And that your week ahead is full of promise. Mine's full of work. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Ugh, yeah. I can't wait for it to be 1 week from right now. And we're doing Possum Hour next week. And I have nothing to do tomorrow. Oh, it'll be glorious. Well, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Essence of Distilled Drone Dew Shampoo and Elon Musk Oil Body Wash. Ew. We'd Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. I bet you it's kind of stinky. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. Thank you, Ope. He says it's 5x5. I believe him. Or he maybe he's just trying to be nice. I don't know. He's a nice fella. Anyway, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Fake radio entertainment, to be honest. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley describe the totality of his ineptitude at virtually everything. It's Wednesday at 3:45 a.m. Join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Flea Circus Ringmaster and man's best friend, Rover, the mixed breed mutt. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster shows us where all the bodies are buried. Then it's Friday night, Possum somewhere. Perhaps in the archives, I must say. Well, the phone lines, they'll be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Santore.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
After a big night, I bet you look forward to a good night's sleep, right? It's a rotten time to have acid indigestion and an aching head, but a good time to have an Alka-Seltzer. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. What could be faster? You don't have to wait for it to dissolve in your stomach because it's cooking right in the glass. For fast relief, take Alka-Seltzer. You'll be glad you did in the morning. Like I say, ooh, what a relief it is.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ Gumby!
Awesome hour says, suck it!
It's time! Moose call, man. I love the moose call. Can't get enough. Where is it? I lost the moose call. Anyway, how the hell are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm thinking about getting some of that Elon Musk butt wash.
The Elon Musk oil?
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Good
job done. There it is.
Yeah. beauty. All right, man. Let's kick it off here. A little sparse crowd yet.
Yeah.
Wait for the skirts to show up.
Oh, we got to have the skirts.
Yeah, we got Sausage Fest going on over here.
Hey, I'm watching the new series of Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And the opening of episode 4, we're playing our Tiny Tim singing I've Got You, Babe.
No way.
There you go. The Tim's
That's
still
cool.
Relevant.
That's cool.
Still in pop culture.
My man. Still haven't washed the hand. Touch the Tim.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's getting really stinky. Only been 40 years. All right. Yeah, where is everyone? Apple Cheeks just got here.
All right.
Where is everybody? You know, I don't know. Hey, where's my notes, man? You don't know what are we talking about? Oh, okay, here's
what
something
What are we
weird.
Talking about?
Here's something weird. Facebook. Fuck
yeah.
What you want to call it. I'm not on there that much anymore. And I guess it's the information that tells it what to show me is limited, maybe?
Yeah.
Not on there all day long anymore? Anyway, for a while there, I was getting all these cool things with celebrity chicks with their with erect nipples, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in a gown or something, and they, boop, boop, yeah. You know, headlights. I'm a common sore. So I'm enjoying that. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, a couple days ago, I'm getting pictures of little babies breastfeeding on naked
what
breasts.
The hell?
Yeah. I'm like, no, dude. This is not an area of what do you call sexual turn-on-ville, you know? I mean, is that wrong of me? I mean, I don't. No, I think that's absolutely right. You shouldn't. Getting turned on looking at kids breastfeeding, man.
It just doesn't work.
Especially if you had your own kids, right? It's like, you know, you watch the breastfeed and you're like, well, I don't know, man. I don't know why I'm getting shown all these pictures. But, I wish they'd stop. Go back to the nipples and the dress.
They're punishing you for not being on all that often. That's what it is.
You could be onto something there.
And the celebrity nipples, that's probably Photoshop, most of those.
Oh, no, shush. Don't say that.
Uh-huh. I've seen several of them that were, definitely. But still, what the hell do I care? It's still
nipples. Don't blow the illusion. All right. Torn from today's headlines. Guess who's not number one?
Who's that?
What's her head with All I Want, Mariah Carey? We must have done our job right.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Not number one. You know who's number one?
What was number one?
Fucking Brenda Lee.
Oh,
Rocking
Brenda
Around
Lee.
The Christmas Tree is number one.
Okay. All right.
She recorded this when she was like 13 years old back in the 1950s.
Okay.
God bless her. She's still with us.
Uh-huh.
And tonight, in a very special explosion. We are going to blow her up.
Yep, blow her up.
Her 90-year-old Christmas tree that she's rocking around. Et cetera, et cetera. But congratulations to her, man. That's got to be great for her. She's sitting around in her chair going, oh, I got nothing to... Looking at the pigeons over there. Hey, you got the number one song, Brenda Lee. Oh, God bless you, boy. Bet you that asshole combo is going to blow.
She didn't recall playing it. She didn't recall recording it.
What was that? I did who with what?
Yeah, what the hell? Was that me?
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
For Ukraine. What the fuck? Lost to Pete, man. You know?
Were they the wise guys?
What's that?
Were they the wise guys? Or who were they?
No, that was Madheads again.
Oh, Madheads. Okay. Keep forgetting
with
about
the Chernobyl beat.
Okay.
They grew up in the shadow of that Chernobyl shit, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh. I'm getting tired of these Republicans. I hate to get political on you. They're a bunch of knuckleheads.
The whole party has to collapse like a house of cards after this whole fiasco. They can't survive.
I watch more or listen to more podcasts by ex-Republicans. Intelligent people who used to run that party, man. I had disagreements with them, but I never thought they were fucking chuckleheads. These people are fucking morons, man.
Yes, they are.
They're dumb. They're fucking dumb. Now, if you vote for that head dumbass, Uncle Bobo, for a third time, you're a fucking moron.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. He's a goddamn con man.
We can't be polite about it. Yep.
You're a fucking moron. Might as well get it tattooed on your goddamn forehead. You are a fucking moron.
Exactly. All right.
Enough.
Got that out of you. All
right. It's just like, why is this shit close? You know? Oh, by the way.
Uh-huh.
See gas prices, man.
Yeah,
gasoline way down.
Yep, way down. Yep.
Thanks, Grandpa Joe.
No one's going to
mention
that tonight.
Biden had nothing to do with it. I mean,
it was
Bobo. But really,
it was Bobo.
It's the market, man. It's the, you know, if they're high, they're going to go, oh, thanks, Grandpa Joe. Blame it on him.
Yeah, what's funny is when it's high all over America, it's high all over the world, the UK and everything. Well, how could that be Grandpa Joe's fault?
Exactly. It's a worldwide market for God's sake.
Yeah, they don't fucking realize that.
Ours is lower than most other countries because we have less taxes on it, and we are one of the major oil producers. So.
Yeah.
Again, fucking morons. All right.
There you go.
I was listening to NPR in the car there, between cassette tapes. That Dizzy Gillespie Montega came on right as I was turning down the street, you know, coming into my neighborhood. And I was driving down my street. It's like, you know.
Damn good song, isn't it?
Midnight or so, I'm coming in after a long day. I was like, yeah, baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is.
Now, that Brenda Lee song, you know, I've always thought that was Wayne fucking Newton. Doesn't it sound like Wayne Newton?
It does sound like Wayne Newton.
Huh.
Yeah, Wayne Newton sings like a 13-year-old little girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, because see, it does sound like a 13-year-old girl. And Wayne Newton. So I'm listening to NPR, and they, you know, they're liberal and all this crap or whatever, kind of neoliberal. Anyway, but they worship hip-hop and rap.
Yeah.
Okay, they're always, it's like they had like, what they say it was like rap month or something. I'm like, oh, jeez. You know, it's an art form. It's an art form. Or it's an art. Art. So, I had to turn it off. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
If you look up Brick Shithouse, I believe there's a picture of this woman. holy mackerel. But her talent is she just talks over music, right? Says stuff that rhymes, I guess. I don't know. But they go, here's her latest song. And it's just, girls just want to have fun, and she's talking over it. Now, how the fuck is this a thing? I know, it's been going on for 30 years. The fuck, man? Oh, yeah, I'm blowing that one up. Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, yeah.
You will hear that in an upcoming episode. But what the fuck, man? That's, how is that a goddamn talent? And she's going to make a zillion goddamn dollars on that.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts.
That's no more, inventive or original than, what we do right here on this show.
Exactly. Where's our million?
Exactly. Where's our damn million?
Uh-huh.
I like the way you think. Oh, I forgot to mention that Bobo says he's going to be a dictator for a day. Isn't that cute?
Dictator for a day?
Yeah, that was one of his big jokes this week.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I heard.
Everybody's afraid you're going to be a dictator. Oh, yeah, just one day. Just on day one. Oh, yeah, and then you'll, then you'll be cool after that, right? I got you. Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
We're heading down the shitter, kids.
Yes,
hey,
we are.
Alice is here. You know what? She lives up in Canada. Good for
all
her.
Right.
You gotta deal with this jamoke.
Uh-huh. Does she have room for all this? Does she have room for all this?
Oh, shit.
American possums?
Shit.
You know what? We can all squeeze in.
Because we're surrounded by fucking morons, man. Yike.
My brother's moving back home. All these years in Asia, man, why are you coming back to the United States a moron right now?
No kidding. I'd hold out until after the election, at least.
Uh-huh.
See how it's going. Because, I mean, it's either...
He's coming. Yep.
It's either going to be, you know... continuing and the same shit, or 1930s Germany. Yeah, baby.
I hate to make my prediction, but same thing that happened that got him out in 2020. Everyone like me who didn't vote got out and vote just to get rid of the guy. So I think we're sitting all right, but still, it's pretty fucking hairy the way you hear these people.
That it's even close at all.
That's
our Hitler!
Exactly.
You got that right, Jack.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Okay.
You should hook that up right after the dumps. Right after the dump speech. That's our Hitler.
I know, where did I... Where did I hide the dumps? I forgot where I hid the dumps. down in the dumps.
Dirty bite you got in.
Yeah. Huge, massive dumps. I think it's massive dumps, isn't that it? Yeah, that's it.
Massive dumps. Yeah.
Dumps.
Massive
they call dumps. Them dumps. Big, massive dumps. That's in his pants, too. That's what's great. Have you ever seen that dude, Neil Kassler?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. He used to work on The Apprentice, and they lost his non-disclosure form. So he talked his shit, you know. That there's a guy on staff whose job is clean up after poopy pants.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you have it.
Need I say, fucking morons. You're going to vote for this idiot Hitler wannabe who poops his pants. Come on.
And now he's blatantly talking about how he wants a dictatorship.
Dictator
he's
for a day.
Blatantly coming right out with it. Talking about how great China is because how much of a genius the guy is because he has all these people bowing to him.
What does he say? He's like out of a Hollywood thing there or whatever. This guy, he's a genius and the little rocket man and all these fucks. Jesus, God. He's out of control, man.
Yep.
Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
There you
go. She says they have different jamokes up there. I think our jamokes are worse than your jamokes, man.
Yeah.
Our
whole different level.
Yikes. And here's another. Every time somebody made this point, not me, but now they had another shooting over the weekend. It's like only 3 or 4 people died. So, you know, no big whoop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just a mere bag of shells there. But, you know, a couple kids put their eye out with lawn darts. You can't buy lawn darts.
No.
Where are you going to get lawn darts? You ain't getting lawn except on the black market. You know. That shady eBay, whatever they call that. I don't know. But a couple, maybe one or two people got killed with these things, right?
Yeah.
They're outlawed. They're banned.
Yeah.
Every fucking weekend, 3-4 people, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah. 11, 12. Get shot to death. They said now in this country, United States of America, the leading cause of death in children is what? Gunshots.
Yeah, firearm. Yeah. There you go.
This is not acceptable.
No.
This is not acceptable, man.
No. But you got drag shows. Take the kids from drag shows.
Oh, that's right. We gotta.
You
are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to worry about the drag shows. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
And there's our old pal, Hope.
Hope.
I was just telling him this morning, I one of the mornings, you know, where I made a list last night of all the shit I had to do, all the shit I had to get, and where I had to go.
Yeah.
Planned it all out, and it went off without a hitch.
Okay.
The last piece of the puzzle was the ice scraper. I need a new ice scraper, right? I'm in the thing. I can't find it. And then all of a sudden, I was just about to check out. I spotted them. There they are, the ice breaker.
You're not hit with that shit yet, are you?
Nothing. Okay. Had to scrape the windows one morning so far.
Okay.
But I got to drive every day this week, so I want to be prepared. Actually, I only have to go drive in the afternoon, so it should be cool. Anyway,
sure.
I like to be prepared, man. I was almost a Boy Scout, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll go over the list again. We have Apple Cheeks Alice and other people's
Alice. Alice.
The rest of you are on report. And, oh, man, what is it, the Duesenberg? This Flop Doodle Duesenberg, whatever. Is hovering around. Damn, I wrote it down. Then I cleaned the office. That was my first mistake. Anyway, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking in his Duesenberg, Professor R.J. Gumby. And there they are.
All right.
The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Jack.
As the Beaver.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take 5. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see I'm alive. Though I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. Still I know our eyes often meet. I feel tingles down to my feet when your smile that's much too discreet sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's alright. Just take 5, just take 5. not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. Still I know our eyes often meet. I feel tingles down to my feet when your smile that's much too discreet sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's alright. Just take five, just take five. Just take five. Just take five. Just take five.
All right, man, that was good. I never knew that had lyrics.
Ah, sure, they all do.
Thanks for bringing that part.
Those lyrics on it. Yep.
I like that. It's not a play, it's a pantomime.
Woo!
That's a
nice line.
That's a beauty.
And?
I like it. And that is what's weird about tonight's show. There's no Dr. Cake.
Cakeless.
We have no cake. No fucking cake. Wow. It's just, it's, well, it's not unprecedented.
Let's go. Did we lose you?
Hello?
There you go.
I said it's practically unprecedented.
Yes.
All right.
Hey,
my sound cutting out?
Tomorrow's Frank Sinatra's birthday. I got a little tidbit, a little Frank Sinatra tidbit. You're interested?
Yeah. What do you got?
I'm reading the book that the movie Die Hard was based on. It's called Nothing Lasts Forever. It was originally a sequel to the guy's first book called The Detective, which starred Frank Sinatra back in the 60s.
Yeah.
So it has the same character name. Yeah, it's not John McClane. It was Joe Leland.
Wow.
And Sinatra had it in his contract that if they ever make a sequel, he has the first option. So when they made Die Hard, they had to offer it to a 70-year-old Frank Sinatra first.
Holy shit, man. That's funny.
So there you have it. It's a pretty interesting book. So far, the movie is a hell of a lot better.
I'm really glad Frank turned it down, you know.
Just imagine him crawling around in that little, little vent. 70-year-old man.
All right, well, now you got me inspired, man.
Oh, I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
Frank, you want to take a walk?
Well, sure, sweetie. Just pick a street.
Piccadilly Circus.
Oh, I'd rather not.
Champs-Élysées?
Mais non.
Times Square?
Nah. Cause there's nothing can compare with strolling along Peachtree Street with my baby on my arm. I've got the sweetest peach in Georgia, and she just came off the farm.
Strolling along Peachtree Street, I'm happy as can be. I've got to thank the state of Georgia for my baby's family tree.
Everybody in Atlanta knows what a treasure I've found. I'm gonna set my gem upon the main stem.
We spread a lot of little peaches all around.
I feel like a new millionaire when I'm walking with my charm. Strolling along Peachtree Street with baby on my arm.
You like Peachtree Street, Frank?
Oh, I love the place, but where are the peach trees?
We'll have to go back a few years.
Well, then let's turn around.
Can't you see me in a hoop skirt strolling along Peachtree Street with a colonel on my arm?
And I can tell that you're from Georgia because you got that Georgia charm.
Strolling along Peachtree Street, I'm happy as can be.
Miss Rosemary.
Yes, Frank.
How come the sweetest peach in Georgia hails from Maysville, Kentucky?
Let's not get it around.
I can be reached. We'll be married in Atlanta. One happy man and his spouse.
And just as sure as you're born, we'll plant us some corn and
spread a lot of little kernels round the house. I feel like a new millionaire when I'm walking with my charm. Strolling along Peachtree Street with baby on my arm. Say, sugar.
What's the matter, honey child?
Well, I'm getting kind of tired. Would you rather carry me or call a cab?
Taxi.
Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, guys.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Nice.
Got that right. You got
who
that.
Who does
you know
that?
It's Frank's, did you know it's Frank's birthday, or did he have that in the chamber?
You know, you always keep a little Frank on hand just in case.
There you go. There you go. That's Thank why you're a host. That's why you're a super host.
That's why I'm the super host over here.
Yeah, baby.
All right, man. Yeah, Oak pointed out that we're also bereft of our good pal, Ford Prefect.
Yeah.
It was his suggestion to do the theme of combat tonight.
Is that what that was, combat? Well, I haven't
yeah.
seen that in ages.
Theme of combat. Our old malt liquor man, he was the ultimate Vic Morrow fan.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He hated that dude, John Landis. He,
yeah, for killing him.
He fucking hated John Landis. With a passion. But we are bereft of our good pal, Ford Prefect, responsible for... So he might have picked... Somebody else picked out that Frank tune a while back. I'm not,
yeah.
I don't know if it was you or he, or but I'd never heard that before.
I don't think I ever did either, so I might have been bored.
And that harmony with Rosemary Clooney?
I guess that's Clooney, yeah, because
yeah.
She mentioned Rosemary, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, she had such a sweet, sweet, sweet voice.
You know, for a big girl, she had a sweet voice.
Yeah. Well, she was
trim. She probably
could have
carried him instead of calling him a taxi. She was big.
She was
a big woman.
She was big. She was big later on, though. She was cute when she was young. She was a cute little figure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was only later on. You know, and she's her, you know, her nephew is the big movie star over there.
Yeah.
What's his name?
George
Clooney.
Real George. Real George.
He is the real George, man.
He's the real George.
And they had some really beauty harmonies there in that bad boy.
Yeah.
You don't hear that. That one doesn't get a lot of airplay at the weddings.
No.
I tell you what, I don't think I've been to a wedding, though, where I didn't hear a Frank song.
You got to squeeze a Frank in there somewhere.
You got to have a Frank song, man.
Got to have a Frank.
Right. Here it is, gang. Get ready.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yeah! Well,
and Dr. Cake's not here.
I know.
No,
there's a good, but there's a, well, and GT. GT Trenton would enjoy this as well.
Okay.
Ah, our lost mates. Hopefully everybody's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody's broke down on the side of the road or something like that, or sitting in their chair going, hang, 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 you know. That's going to be me. I'll be the guy, hang, hang, hang. Now, the reason why they all cheered, though, it's not 3 minutes, you'll never get back tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Unprecedented. Well, no, precedented. Practically unprecedented.
Okay.
Tonight, in our continuing war on Christmas. Oh, good. Cake posted a few minutes ago, says Apple Cheeks. Cake lives!
All right.
Oh, my God. Maybe she got a real life. Oh, shit.
Oh, can't have that.
Blows the whole gig. It's only 1 minute. You'll never get back.
1 minute.
Yoko! Merry Christmas.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Now, what'll that asshole think of next? Is anybody got a dime?
Oh, I don't have a dime.
Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dimes.
I'm super pumped.
McDonald's French fries.
There you go. Now it's on. It's official.
French fry guy.
Shitload of dimes. Hey, how about this? I was thinking this might be a cool Christmas present for my son.
Yeah.
He's like, we're talking laundry, doing a little laundry talk, you know. Laundry talk. Not locker room talk. Laundry talk. Oh, you know, that's another thing Bobo said this week. He said, some general came to him and said, he'd been in battle and had men die on either side of him. But the bravest thing he ever saw was when Bobo said that grab her by the pussy was just locker room talk. When he went on the stage and said, it's just locker room talk. He came to him. I swear to God, man, I'm not making that up.
Oh, Jesus
general,
Christ.
A general came to him with tears in his eyes and told him. Never seen anything as brave as facing the music that fateful day.
Wow.
Grab her by the... Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Anyhow, I lost my train of thought there with the bubble.
Living in his own world, man.
He's a legend in his own mind. Shit. Man, I had two doubleheaders this weekend. Friday morning and night, Saturday morning and night. I was so tired Saturday night, man.
Okay.
Oh, man. I had like half a beer. I woke up at like 4 in the morning in my chair. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's Sunday already. All right. Headlines. There's some weird shit going on in the world, man, other than Bobo.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, this is cool. Science.
Science.
Geminid meteor shower expected to light up the U.S. skies this week. I think that probably Canada, too, as well, I hope.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they said the best cosmic shows in recent years should be this week. And the best days will be between 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday and 1 a.m. on Thursday. So check it out, man. Meteor showers.
All right.
Sit back, let your peripheral vision kick in, and boo, boo, boo. Nature's light show, baby. All righty. Now, here's some weird shit. What? What you got?
No, that's it. Just cheering on science.
Science?
Science?
Oh, jeez. I saw it. Not to harp on this political crapola. In my neighborhood, some asshole's got a fucking Bobby Kennedy's yard sign.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, there's not. I don't even know what to say. Well, as you may recall, RFK Jr. and the Commodore are arch enemies. Many years. Dating back to MySpace. Do you remember that?
No.
I called him a dilettante. I called him a dilettante. Right there in front of God and everybody.
Okay.
It's all revealed in my Commodore Decker's blog. Pictures
Good
and everything. Deal. Yeah. All right. Weird crime. The Ritz Hotel in Paris. A Malaysian businesswoman reported that her $800,000 diamond ring was missing from her room and vanished from the table, and figured a hotel employee got a hold of it. Well, they searched. She left, and in the meantime, they turned it over to police, and they searched everything, and they found it in a vacuum cleaner bag. Got sucked up by mistake. So, the woman has to come to London to collect it.
$800,000, what was it, an earring?
A finger ring, you know, like a...
Finger ring, you know, you hang on to something that works. You know, you don't drop it on the fucking floor or something.
Yeah!
She's an idiot.
Yeah!
She's an idiot.
Yeah. Well, you know, people get money not necessarily based on their intelligence.
And right off the bat, they blame the servers to help.
Not to bring up Bobo again. They said this Ritz Hotel has the rooms go from $2,150. That'd be me. That's a cot behind the janitor's closet. To $50,000 per night.
Oh,
50 G's to stay in a room. Get out of here. I mean, if I'm not getting a blowjob with that,
exactly.
There's no fucking way, man. There's no fucking way. I want two blowjobs.
Oh, yeah,
all right.
More than that.
I want several blowjobs, matter of fact. All right, a lost tomato. was found aboard the International Space Station, clearing up a mystery of 8 months.
Oh, what's the story behind that?
Well, Frank Rubio, one of the astronauts, was accused of eating the first tomato harvested in space. Poor guy. He had to live with that for all these months. And they finally found the tomato. It was all withered and scrunched up and desiccated and so Frank Rubio, astronaut Frank Rubio's name has been cleared, thank goodness. I knew he wouldn't eat it. What the hell is he, a tomato eater over there? They teach him better in training, man. They do. Don't eat
sure.
the tomatoes. Take a picture first. And then this is a mystery. We got a mystery. Texas.
Texas mystery.
Holly Tree area in Tyler, Texas. Suddenly, in a vacant lot, one morning, a giant Santa Claus, inflatable Santa Claus appeared. No one knows.
Ooh. Ooh, aliens.
It was like, it's
That's
really huge.
Guess.
Yeah. People are driving by and news and everything, and it's really cool, man. People are flocking to see the mysterious, massive Santa. I think it might be that mashed potato guy.
Not sure. Or the monolith guy, the one who's putting monoliths all over the place.
The monolith guy, that's... Whatever happened to that thing? That was...
You got me on that one.
The fuck? I still need closure on that potato. We might keep this show going until I get closure on that fucking potato.
There you go. We got to find out about the mashed potatoes.
Come on. Come on. Somebody did that. Somebody did that. All right, a podcast recording was in her... Like... You know, you think we have a podcast recording was interrupted when a snake emerged from the roof behind this guy.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I watched the thing. He's from Australia. And the snake comes down, and the other people are like, dude. There's a snake behind you. And he's like, oh, no, that's only a carpet python. Keeps the rodents down. He's my rodent control officer. And that's why you don't fuck with people. You don't fuck with the Aussies, man. They're bad. Well, snake. You call that a snake?
Hey, bro, I like that shit. I don't care.
You ain't gonna give a shit. Alrighty. What else we got here? A stranded cat avoids rescue by jumping from atop a utility pole. I watched this video, too. This cat's on top of this utility pole. The guy's climbing up the pole. As soon as he gets the cat just goes, "Bahoo!" Jumps off the fucker. And that was my whole life. I've always wondered why, you know, they had that cliche with the fire department going to rescue the cat and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Cats don't need rescued from trees.
Yeah.
They'll either climb down or jump and land on their feet.
Yeah.
And the cat
I wondered that too, man.
It says Newfoundland. It was in Newfoundland, and the cat just jumped down. Coco, pff, he's okay. He's under house arrest though, for the time being.
Or you just do what Steve Martin did in Roxanne. You just got an electric can opener or something. Made that can opener noise, and the thing came right down.
Well, they tried that.
Okay.
But this guy's right about to grab the cat. It just leaps right out there. You're catching me. Who's your Messiah now? Another cool video was these skiers. Like, you know, we're at a point in our society where as you're skiing, you're taking movies of it. I guess they attach it to their helmet or something. The gym crack.
Yeah.
Or whatever, mini camera. Anyway, they're going shushing down a hill, and a black bear runs out, almost knocks this one gal off her skates, off her skis.
Oh, geez.
Pretty cool. He was just trying to get to his mom on the other side. They're in his territory, man. Watch out for the bear. Watch out for the bears.
Again. Watch out for the bears. Could you hear the woman? Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
But the bear was like, get the fuck out of here. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't harassing. He just wanted to get the fuck on the other side, man. He was stressing out. Now, in PA, this is near where I grew up, not your name.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't realize that. Pennsylvania is like two different states, right?
Uh-huh. It's a big-ass state.
It's a big-ass long state, and there's an east half and there's a west half. And they are...
What is it, like four hours to where they cross it or something like that?
Easy. Yeah. Maybe five, yeah. Yeah, I've driven that a few times. We used to visit our folks in Long Island, New York, and there's a lot of PA to cover. Anyhow, this is cattle country, I reckon. Anyway, this one neighborhood in Moon Township, I believe, in Mars, Pennsylvania, not Moon, Mars. Neighborhood's bitching because some guy's cows and bulls keep getting loose and, putting meadow muffins in the front yard, eating the bushes, that kind of shit, staring at kids. So, I just think that's funny, man, that close to civilization. cow problem.
They got a better fence.
Yeah, dang homesteaders, you sodbusters. And here's one good one. New Jersey police chased down a pig named Albert Einswine.
Oh, Jesus.
You know he's not going to be bacon.
Not with a name like that.
Yeah. 4-year-old Albert Einswine was found to have escaped from his home, but he is now back in the care of his custodians, whoever they may be. Let's see. Oh, this is cool. They got a video of this, too. A California deer statue, right? This guy's got this kind of rustic getaway cabin, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the dumbass has a deer. Now, when I was a kid, my mom wanted a ceramic deer, a stone deer for the yard.
Yeah.
It's the 60s. They said they don't sell the one standing up because the hunters shoot them, thinking it's a real deer. So we always had the sitting down deer in our yard over there. Well, this guy's got a stand-up deer that he uses for target practice with his, crossbow.
Okay.
real deer, while he was away, they had the cameras on and everything and whatnot. Cause it's 21st century and all. And it seems this one deer kind of grew affectionate toward this fake deer. And so he broke the deer. Finally, after two sessions of whoopee, he broke the legs off the poor deer, and they both toppled to the ground, and he's heartbroken. But it's all...
Oh, you wonder why he's thinking he's a man. Look at that. Look what I did
there. Yeah. She's kind of an iceberg in bed, but I warmed her up. Broke that bitch's legs off, man.
That's right, man.
And finally, in animal news, a Texas woman found a possum lounging in her Christmas tree. How cool is that? Brought this puppy in there. They saw a long rat tail sticking out of the tree. They went in and grabbed the old boy. They said, these people are badass, man. They just reached in, grabbed him.
Yeah.
He was cool. He wasn't aggressive, and they put him outside.
Yeah.
Said, I'd have kept him, except he smelled so horrid.
Now, you and I, we would have been screaming like 13-year-old girls running out of the house.
They're running around like, little girls. Get my baseball bat. I'm a little girl. When I saw that possum, I was threatening him. This is I got a bat. And a baseball bat, man. Come with me. Get out of my house.
Great.
All right. An Iranian man breaks his own record. His own record with 88 spoons balanced on his body.
Okay.
Now, I think the trick is he's a very sweaty man. He looks like a sweaty man. But
I haven't showered.
That too. Abul Fazi Sabir Mokhtari, 51, broke his own record of 85 spoons that he set in 2021. It's been that long, but he's got 88 spoons of goo. Well done.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
All 88 spoons. That sounds like a good nickname.
Oh, that was a cool Dick Tracy character back in the 30s. 88 keys.
Yeah. 88 keys. Oh, yeah.
He was a piano player in the speakeasy, you know. And,
yeah, he was in the Warren Beatty movie.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, that guy was a weird name, man. I forget this guy's name. Shit, he played 88 keys.
Ah, okay. I don't remember that movie too much. But I was a big Dick Tracy guy. I wanted to grow up and be Chester Gould, man. True confessions.
Yeah.
My mom was always like a little disappointed that I didn't grow up to be Chester Gould. Sorry, Mom. Rip B. Penny Annie caricaturized. All right. Canadian cyclist rides nearly 81 miles hands-free. Better watch it. You're going to put your eye out.
Manny Pukapkin. That's his name. Manny Pukapkin.
Andy.
He was
88 keys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
88 keys. Very cool name.
Didn't look it up. It finally got to me.
Guinness World Records. Robert Murray earned the title for the greatest distance cycle with no hands. Rode 80. Fucking 81 miles. Without touching the handlebar.
No, what? Oh, Jesus Christ.
In a time of 5 hours
possible?
And 37. Murray said he used his hands to massage his legs when they were falling asleep during the record attempt. Wow.
It's got to be smooth road, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he picked a very smooth route. But it was a fundraiser for Alzheimer's Society of Calgary, so God bless him.
Okay, good.
What's your bad self? Now, this one here, a bar attempts to create the world record for... Oh, with a 100 cocktail flight. This one took me a while.
Yeah, yeah.
What is a flight? A flight would be, it's like a board with that you carry the drinks on. Like a long, thin board, and then they pile the drinks on it, see?
Okay.
So they got this one, it's like 3 or 4 picnic tables long, and it's got all these drinks on it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds made up. Anyway, it's Wisconsin, man. It's cold. It's snowy. They got. After you have some cheese, what's there to do? Right.
Exactly. Right.
Green Bay Packers Sundays.
Art Paul is lost.
Well, here we go. This is a fun video, man. An Idaho man.
Okay.
Our old pal, David Rush. He was actually challenged by the Guinness World Record people.
Oh.
They challenged some of their regular record breakers to do this. And this is one like this is, and David goes into this in the video talking about. Well, this is one of those that everybody looks at it and says, "I could do that," right?
Uh-huh.
He says so. He got a lot of views on this. It's how fast you can fold a paper airplane, throw it, and have it sail, whatever it is, 20 feet, I think, or something.
Yeah.
And he got it done in 6.15 seconds.
Seconds. Okay.
It's kind of fun to watch him, man. But he never tried it, and... But don't mess with the kid, man.
No, he's on top of it.
Science, technology, engineering, mathematics, man.
Uh-huh.
He just brought attention to it right there.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a success. Mission accomplished, man.
Right.
All right, that's it.
don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
What kind of shit is that?
That was Taj Mahal. That's what that kind of shit was.
Gotta love the Taj.
The Allman Brothers had a hit with that one, the Statesboro Blues. That's the one I was familiar with. You know, you'd listen to all those songs and then you go, well, there's a black fellow that made that song first, you know, and then you listen to that and go, hey, that's even better. Oh, man, classic yodel tonight. Cake's missing it.
Yeah.
She's missing a doozy. Where is it?
Uh-oh. Can't find a yodel.
Oh, I got emergency yodels up the yin yang, man. You ain't got to worry about going yodel-less.
Nah.
yodel, though? What is a yodel? It would help. Oh, okay. Leslie Tuttle, huh? That was the plan. There it is. The Texas yodel.
Texas yodel.
Oh, don't get me started on Texas. Do you see that shit in Texas?
No. Oh, what's that?
There's this woman. This poor woman. She got two kids. Husband, two kids. She's pregnant, and there's a problem with her pregnancy. And if this baby's born, it's going to be born either dead or it's going to die in a few minutes, you know?
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. Suffer and die.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. And the court in Texas said, no, you can't have an abortion.
Jesus Christ.
What in the fucking fuck is wrong with these fucking chuckleheads? It's just... It's health. It's her health, man. People's... They're out of control, man.
Yes, they are.
You got to do something about this. You got to go out and vote, all you young people.
Yep.
And then
the
stupid Israel thing comes in, and that screws everything up. Now have to Grandpa Joe voters are like, yeah, but he's supporting Israel, and they're beating up on the Palestinians.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. All right. It's a... So a Muslim guy is mad that we're supporting Israel, so he's going to vote for Bobo? So he's going to have a Muslim ban on day one?
That's the logic we got going.
Okay. Vote for Bobby Kennedy Jr.
There you go. Fucking Kennedy.
What a goddamn fucking nut house this is, man. Knock some sense into these magoos over here. You know, I didn't want it to be up to me, but I guess it's up to me.
It is.
You know, I didn't want to take ownership of this. Come on, man. It's got to stop.
This is super host of Possum Hour.
I'm putting my foot down right here. This is the foot going down. I'm not going
to
tolerate this bullshit
that.
Anymore, fucking morons.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel! Yodeling time, that's my platform.
Gee, I love to yodel, yodel all day long. Whenever I get to feeling blue, I up and sing my song. The words are not so fancy, and mighty free they be. So if you come from Texas, just yodel after me. Sunday, the ring went on her hand. You could hear me yell from Dallas,
clean down to the Rio Grande. Roll your loadie, roll your loadie.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
One more.
All right.
Oh, yeah! Trip, trip, triple, man.
Triple.
Beauty. Wesley Tuttle, the Texas Yodel.
Oh, Wesley.
Yeah.
The name's
a
Wesley.
A lot of good songs written
Texas.
About Texas. What's that?
Yeah. The name's Wesley. If you grew up in Texas, boy, that's...
You know, Brokeback Mountain days. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Saturday night. Some dudes put on dresses. Hey, you know, it happens. Gotta have somebody to dance with.
God bless them. A lot of
good tunes from Texas and a lot of idiots in Texas.
Yeah.
Why? That state's really got its share of idiots.
Yeah. That's the biggest Bible Belt, isn't it? That should tell you right off the bat.
Oh, my elitistness is seeping through, man. I'm just tired of this,
man. I'm with you on all that.
I'm tired of the bullshit, man.
That's right.
And you have to act like, oh, yeah, well, and then it's like, yeah, it's good on both sides.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, they're fucking idiots, man.
Those days were over. We had to play nice in the beginning there, but no, it's out of here.
Yeah. No. I got nothing for them people, man.
Nope.
They just want to. It's little things, you know. Guy will be on TV and he'll go, well, I agreed with his policies. Okay. Exactly. What were those policies, man?
Yeah,
what got accomplished?
They can't say.
What got accomplished in that 4 years? That fat cat cut his own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And a lot of turmoil. Mixing racial hatred and people marching with signs and torches and shit.
That's right.
Jeez. Maniacs. You maniacs!
Yep. That's the world we live in, Compton. We're on our way out.
Thank goodness.
I am so thankful. I am so thankful to be in my 60s.
Making the dirt sleep soon, man.
Uh-huh.
Especially if they elect pants pooping moron.
Yep.
Be our leader. They go, here's another one. They go, well, we were respected around the world then. Now we're a laughing stock. Wait a minute. I recall the only president in my memory who went to the United Nations, stood in front of the United Nations, and they laughed at what he said and wasn't joking around. Who was that? Was that Uncle? Was that Grandpa Joe?
That's the response I was expecting to get, is what he said.
Molson Canadian. Was that Obama that did that? Who's Uncle Bobo? Because he went up there and he said, I'm the greatest, most successful president ever. And everybody fucking laughed at him. You fucking dope. You fool. You clown. Man.
Ass clown.
To be on MSNBC. I'm on fire.
Yes. There you go. Button for that.
Apple Cheeks thanks us for the private show for her and Ope.
There you go.
Mosin Canadian.
I don't know, though, man. I think my life would have been more complete listening to Frank Sinatra say, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Wouldn't that have been nice?
That would have been classic. 70-year-old
Frank Sinatra.
I like it. I'd pay to see that.
Yeah. That alone.
No, I would. I haven't been to movies in years. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energy!
He was a giant of a man, and his hair was gray, and he was tall as a steeple on a church. He was a music virtuoso, and I guess you could say he was the legend that we all call Lurch.
Lurch, you are a legend, the biggest part of the Adam Gang. Lurch, we still can hear him every time he said you rang.
He was a butler in a mansion, and his friend was fame, and he groaned and he mumbled when he sang. And when a stranger came to visit and the bell would ring, he would greet them and he'd say,
"You're right."
When they heard his voice, because it was loud, it was powerful and low. And he entertained the guests on the harpsichord, pushing pedals as the dust would flow.
Folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
A mere bag of shells.
Tommy!
Hey!
Well,
I just seen a movie that Ted Cassidy wrote.
Wow, he was more than Lurch, man, much more than Lurch.
Yeah,
he was a poet.
And he ad-libbed that. But Lurch was supposed to be quiet, like in the.
I know
like
that.
In the comic strip, but he ad-libbed that.
You
rang. Yeah, he wrote the sex movie. It was like an early Don Johnson and Bruno Kirby movie.
Wow.
It's about the experiment they had at some fictitious college where they went co-ed. And for an experiment, they put the girls and the guys as roommates and encouraged them to have sex.
Well, That's a fun romp, isn't it?
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah, old Ted Cassidy, Pittsburgh boy.
Yeah.
From the hometown. Cassidy, Sundance Kid, classic.
Yeah, punched in the balls. Or kicked in the balls.
Star Trek.
There you go.
Rock. That is the equation. When he realizes that humans are fucked up and he must destroy them all. Oh yeah, I forgot. Humans are fucked up. Man. We could use rock right now in the fucking Congress, man.
We kind of wish he succeeded.
That is the equation. He's fucked. I don't know what got me on that rant tonight, man, but Watching too much news or something. I don't know. Like it's on. Go in peace.
Yeah.
Hey, if you do vote for the guy for a third time and you are a fucking moron, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Go in peace, Queen Friend. Hey man, hopefully send some shit, man, that you think might be cool, because I ain't got much time to put her together for next week. So.
Okay, we'll do.
But hopefully we'll be here.
Yes.
Wait! Where are you going? I was gonna make espresso.